This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Naran Koyan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of government's economic policy. He said the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. He informed that more than 700 Krishi Vigyan Kendras are providing information about new technology to them. Prime Minister further said India is promoting chemical-free, natural farming. Meanwhile, India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The government has mandated the public sector insurance companies to extend all possible support to the victims of the landslide incident in Kerala. Regarding it, the General Insurance Council will coordinate with the insurance companies to ensure that claims are processed and paid expeditiously. It will also host a portal for all insurers to report claim status daily. Meanwhile, the Union Finance Ministry said central government remain committed to supporting the victims of this calamity and ensuring they receive the necessary assistance without delay and trouble. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects of length 936 kilometers to improve logistic efficiency, reduce congestion and enhance connectivity across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the projects will have a multiplier effect on country's economic growth and will boost employment opportunities. The centre has issued a fresh draft notification to declare over 56,800 square kilometres of Western Ghats across 6 states as an ecologically sensitive area. These states are Gujarat, Maharashtra, Goa, Karnataka, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. The government has also invited suggestions and objections from public within 60 days. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to the countrymen to hoist the Tiranga at their homes from 9 to 15th of this month under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. He also urged the people to upload their selfies on the website. He said it is awakening the basic unity in every Indian across the length and breadth of the nation. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh today said that hospitality tourism has the potential to drive the Indian economy to become the third largest in the world, addressing at the inaugural ceremony of the 7th edition of Indian International Hospitality Expo 2024 in Greater Noida. Mr. Shekhawat has emphasized that the government is committed to excelling in tourism and hospitality. The Indian Army has mobilized resources to aid in relief operations in flood-affected areas of Himachal Pradesh, specifically in Shimla and Mandi districts. In Samej village, Shimla, the Army has deployed 3 columns of personnel, an engineering task force and a medical team who repaired roads, built an improvised footbridge and provided medical treatments to affected civilians. Meanwhile, in Barot village of Mandi, the SDRF is managing the situation after a cloudburst left 10 people missing. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May yesterday attended the review meeting held at Guwahati in Assam to assess the progress of the Heritage Park and Museum dedicated to the unsung heroes and Thai Khamti Chief Chopa Planglu at Tengapani in Namsai district. He urged all the stakeholders to expedite the work to ensure timely completion of the project. The DCM in his social media post said this project holds immense cultural and educational value, aiming to preserve and promote the rich history and heritage of the Thai Khamti community. 2 veteran writers, Wangsam Jongsam and Tajam Abu, were jointly conferred with Luminous Lumar Dai Literary Award 2024 in a special award ceremony held at Tuong Lawangdong Auditorium in Borduria in Tirap district yesterday. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in a social media post, congratulated them for their achievements. A review meeting regarding the law and order issue in Upper Subansiri district was held yesterday under SP Upper Subansiri, Tutan Jamba, with other stakeholders in Daporizo. During the meeting, the SP urged public and all stakeholders to extend their cooperation to maintain law and order and fight drug menace in the district. In the Paris Olympics 2024 today, archer Deepika Kumari lost to South Korea's Nam Soo-hyun in the quarterfinal. Another archer, Bajan Kaur, also lost to Indonesia's Dainanda Choirunisa in the round of 16 in 24-meter air pistol shooting. Manu Bakker lost to Hungary's Veronika Major and came in fourth position. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.